President Joe Biden says his administration is working to convince Russia not to invade Ukraine as tensions grow between the West and Vladimir Putin. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Russian troops are massed near the Ukrainian border, and Kyiv's defense chief warns they could invade next month. President Biden says he's putting together a comprehensive set of initiatives
to make it very, very difficult for Mr. Putin to go ahead and do what people are worried he may do.
Russia wants a guarantee Ukraine will not be allowed to join NATO. A Putin advisor says the two leaders will talk soon, though Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki only says a call is possible.
It certainly would be an opportunity to discuss our serious concerns about the bellicose rhetoric.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Diplomats negotiating in Vienna to revive Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers have paused after 5 days of talks to consult with their governments and will reconvene next week. The European Union official chairing the meeting, Enrique Mora, said there had been some progress, but further convergence was necessary.
We need a certain convergence of policy to start the negotiation, conducting to our own objective, which is the same for all delegations, bringing JCPOA back to life, bringing the United States in full compliance with the agreement, and bringing Iran back to its nuclear commitment.
The so-called Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action has been effectively on life support since the United States pulled out under former President Donald Trump's maximum pressure campaign against Tehran in 2018.